The high stick on Micheletti. And so Providence has a chance to get back in here. 9:55 at the time of that penalty to Pat Micheletti. Providence on the power play, but Snuggerud steals the puck, comes over the blue line, takes a shot. Terreri makes it. He can't find the save. It jumped up in the air. He made the save. Puck came down, and now Terreri is going back and getting somebody's hockey stick for him. Well, Snuggerud sneaking in there. Very sneaky young man from Stillwater. Almost got himself a goal. Terreri kind of mishandled that puck.
Snuggerud got the shot off. You know, good little wrist shot, and that's why he mishandled it. Everybody's trying to tee the thing up with that big slap shot, but Dave Snuggerud really just a little quick snapper. Caught him, almost caught him off balance.
Witham has the puck now for Providence as they're on the power play. Snuggerud's bothering him. Puck comes over to Cruikshank, and Cruikshank's being bothered. Providence now skating slowly with the puck. Hughes with the puck, shooting into the Minnesota end, where it's cranked out by... No, it's picked up still by Providence, and now it's shot down into the Providence end. And they will have to regroup. 1:27 left in the penalty to Micheletti. Minnesota leads 1-0. 9:28 left in the first period of this hockey game. Hughes with the puck. Long cross-ring pass now to Cruikshank, their leading scorer. He brings it in, and it's taken away by Okerlund and shot back to center ice. Widom with the puck. Widom on the give to Hughes. Comes in over the right blue line, throws it in behind the Minnesota net where Kellen goes for it. He's ridden off by DeVoe. DeVoe out to the right point, over the left point, tees it up, shoots. Blue makes the save beautifully on Widom. And now Minnesota with the puck. They can't get it out, however. With the puck is Widom again. Right in front, there's a shot. Another save by Blue, and he throws it away quickly. Quick hands. Good save off Boudreau. Now let's see what they're going to call her.
Well, Tony Kellen and Johnny DeVoe. They're really going at it in front of the net. And I think they got Johnny DeVoe on a high stick there. And I think Tony was just moving the man out of, in front of the net. I think DeVoe retaliated, and it looks like that's the call, Steve.
Late in the second period, UMD, or is that UND? University of North Dakota 3, BU, Boston University, nothing late in the second period. This game is 1-0 Minnesota with Micheletti in a cooler right now for the Gophers.
They got them both. They called DeVoe and Kellen on a double penalty right there in front of the net.
DeVoe played his hockey at Bloomington. At, trying to think, was it Lincoln or was it, let me see that. They'll tell us, no, was that Edina? What's the matter with me? Yeah, we got somebody from Bloomington.
Yeah,
we
Bianchi. Bianchi and the Sullivan, yeah. Sullivan boys, Steve. There's seven Minnesota boys here at Providence. Providence has always come into the state of Minnesota and found some very good athletes and have played very well out east, and I'm sure they've got a good following here in a pretty decent Friday night crowd here at Mariucci Arena, Steve.
Minnesota skating one man short. The puck is put down, and Mack comes away with it. Rings the board to the puck, and it comes out to center ice and goes all the way down to the Providence end. Chasing it down is Millen for Minnesota. And McLaughlin. McLaughlin comes away with a puck now for Providence, but we're still in their end as Minnesota putting on good pressure. 34 seconds left in the penalty as Providence comes down slowly now to try to set it up with Yomalakis with the puck, and he's ridden off. Nice check by Cates, who sticks his shoulder in there. Now the puck is shot in the Minnesota end. Chasing it down is Jim Robbins for Providence, and he's tied up in the corner. And Minnesota comes with the puck, and now they lose it. Skating for it is Dornfeld. Dornfeld mulling around there in the corner. Comes out the left point. Providence has the puck. It's Florio. Florio with a weak shot, intercepted by Minnesota's Dornfeld and shot down the ice. And now Providence comes away in center ice with it. Florio breaks in, shoots it into the Minnesota end. Penalty expires to Minnesota. They're at full strength. Dornfeld with the puck behind his own net. He passes up on the left side. Puck is meant for a Minnesota lad, ridden off by Bianchi of Providence. We get another whistle. And let's see what this one is now. 1-0 in favor of Minnesota over Providence. Gopher Hockey is brought to you by Budweiser. Beechwood Age for that distinctively clean, crisp taste that makes Budweiser the king of beers. You make America work. This Bud's for you.
Well, Steve, you got that Yomalakis high sticking. And I thought he was just being interfered with a little bit and trying to get loose, and his stick came up. I don't know if this is going to be one of those nights you're going to find a lot of people in you know, in the penalty box, or the referee is inclined to call everything that looks like it's going to be an infraction. But we've seen that so far in the first 13 minutes, Steve.
Minnesota on a power play now. They lead 1-0. They have the puck in their own end as they break out. And the puck is intercepted. It's center ice by Providence, shot right back into the Minnesota end. Chasing it down is Micheletti. Instead, Chopek takes it. Gives it, gets it back. Chopek on his right wing to Wally Chapman. He can't, rather to Micheletti. Micheletti in the corner now. Trying to hold on to the puck. Chapman comes skating for it. We're in the Providence end. Micheletti has it. Gives to Millen. Calling for the puck is Chopek. But Millen decides to keep. Comes out. Passes over to the right point. Winding up is Richards. He shoots. It doesn't get there. Was blocked by Steve Bianchi, the captain of the Providence club. Providence nickname is the Friars.
Steve, you got Patty Micheletti was in the crease, I believe. The faceoff will go out into the neutral zone. Right after that, Micheletti just get up and pitchforked Mike Brill. I think some goes back to when they're playing high school hockey in the IRC conference. Brill at Grand Rapids, Micheletti at Hibbing. Now they're talking to one another off the faceoff. Brill give him a little shot right there.
With the puck is Richards throwing into the Providence end, but it's taken away now. And shot right out to Chopek. We're still in the Providence end. Chopek throws in the corner. Chapman chasing it, can't handle it. Now Millen has the puck. Now Chapman comes around the net looking to stuff. Throws it right out in front. It's intercepted by Vitale. And Vitale shoots it all the way down into the Minnesota end. This should be icing. Let's see unless Minnesota touched it. No, I beg your pardon. It's not icing because Minnesota's on the power play. Coming away is Chopek. He gives to Richards. Richards over the center line. Richards shooting it in for Millen. Millen can't handle the puck as it skirts down into the corner where Whittem picks it up. Now taken away by Micheletti. Micheletti in the corner with a puck. Skates with it to the left circle. Passes over to Chopek on the left point. Back to Micheletti. Micheletti winds up. Micheletti shoots that quick shot, but it doesn't get there. It's blocked beautifully by Sean Whittem, who's having a big night here for Providence. 37 seconds left in the penalty now to Providence as Richards has the puck for Minnesota. Passes on his right to Chopek. Chopek up over the center line. Bean harassed. Now Chopek still has it. Cruikshank giving him trouble. He has to reverse. He gives it away. Chopek gives it away. There's a shot by Cruikshank, or rather by Bianchi. And now finally Minnesota has the puck. They regroup. They come with a puck with Chapman. And they throw a long pass over to Micheletti that he can't handle. And this penalty is going to expire without Minnesota doing much damage. All right. Intercepting the puck now is Berglund as it was being cleared out by Providence. But Minnesota came in offside. 5 minutes exactly left to play in this first period with Minnesota leading 1-0. Midwest Federal believes in incentive. Just as scoring a goal is rewarding to these young Gophers, so is receiving a free or specially valued gift for saving at Midwest Federal. Right now you can choose from timeless treasures, gold, pearls, diamonds, crystal, and name brand appliances. You can see timeless treasures on display at any Midwest Federal office now. Midwest Federal, your good tree to come to for timeless treasures. See why Midwest Federal says, grow with us. Puck is in center ice now. Minnesota has it. Kellen has it. He loses it. It's picked up by Berglund, and he loses it. And now coming away is Mike Brill with the puck, and it goes into Minnesota's territory. Kellen skating it down right in front of the Minnesota net. Now Kellen, Captain Kellen behind his own net. Passes on his right for Snuggerud. Snuggerud can't handle, so Kellen picks it up once again. And now with the puck is Berglund. Crosses over the Providence blue line. Quick shot, Terreri. Nice gloved hand. Holds onto the puck.
Now this kid is awful good in goal, Steve. I think the fans are going to see maybe the outstanding goalkeeper in the country if they come to Mariucci Arena and see Chris Terreri, senior, Warwick, Rhode Island.
This draw now will come to the right of Terreri, the Providence netminder. Minnesota's outshot Providence 8-4. And Minnesota leads 1-0. Tim Sullivan taking the draw. For Providence, and Providence comes away with a puck shooting to center ice where Kellen of Minnesota shoots it right back into the Providence end. Puck is still in the Providence end. Berglund throwing a big check down there. He likes to mull around, and the puck goes in the corner, and Broughton has it, looking for Snuggerud in front, and he can't get it. And they blow the whistle, and we're going to get another penalty.
Looks like Timmy Sullivan maybe gave him a little punch. It could be a two-minute roughing call. I said, I don't know if this guy's going to call everything that's going to be close tonight, Steve.
Brian Hart is a referee from St. Clair Shores. I think this may be the same guy that had the North Dakota-Minnesota game we had up at Grand Forks that night. You were kind of unhappy with him that night. He's calling everything tonight. That night he didn't call anything, remember?
Yeah, maybe he was calling the carpet or something. I don't know if it was, but the guy up there was should have done himself a favor. As I said, take 2 weeks off and retire, and you kicked me right in the shins under the table. You can't say that. I remember you did that, Steve.
Yes, I did.
And you didn't say you were sorry either.
I thought you had your shin guards on. 5:17 left to play, first period. WCCO Minneapolis St. Paul sending your Gopher hockey from Mariucci Arena on our 50,000 watt clear channel signal. Steve Bianchi is taking the draw now for Providence in their own end. And they golf the puck all the way down into the Minnesota end. Minnesota on the power play now. We have Tim Sullivan in the penalty box for Providence. With the puck is Cates. Cates over the blue line. Cates from Minnesota to the left circle in the Providence territory. Cates right behind the net to Orkelin. Bounces it out to the right to Kellen. Back out to Micheletti. Micheletti, quick shot on the ground. Beautiful save by Terreri. Puck was tipped right in front by Orkelin. And Terreri with a good quick feet kicked it out. Minnesota still putting on the pressure. It's at the right point. Micheletti with a puck. Micheletti gives it up. And coming away with it now is Vitale. Streams down the left side over the Minnesota blue line. Stops. Vitale trying to get a shot off. Being harassed by Micheletti. Micheletti knocks him off the puck and a nice check. Coming away with the puck now is Captain Kellen of Minnesota. Red line. Captain Kellen over the blue line. Kellen stops. Right circle. Right in front for Okerlund. Okerlund back now to McSwain in the left corner. McSwain dribbles. Tries to get around. A Providence player cannot. Tries to get it out. Kellen stops it. Throws it back in a corner for McSwain. McSwain does not have the puck. It's taken by Cates. Minnesota trying to get somebody free. Nobody's in front of the net, however. Now Minnesota the puck to the right point. Winding up is Micheletti. Doesn't shoot. And McSwain tries a shot. Now Kellen shoots. It doesn't get there, and it's cleared by Jimmy Hughes down into the Minnesota end. Some nice stick work by Minnesota, but they couldn't free anybody up. 41 seconds left in the penalty to Providence. This will be icing on Minnesota, unless Minnesota... Yes, it is. Puck will come all the way down into the Providence end. 3 minutes, 53 seconds left. Initial Cano. 36 seconds of the penalty to Sullivan of Providence, with Minnesota leading 1-0 right here. We'll go back to our studios for this message.
If you'd asked us last year what we like doing on weekends, we would have said,
Stuff.
Whatever.
But now that we're in the Army Reserve, we have something to look forward to one weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. Now when you ask us what we like doing, we say,
helping to build bridges,
repairing laser tracking systems,
tuning up helicopter engines.
Be all that you can be.
Exciting stuff, you know?
Find your future in the Army Reserve.
See your local Army recruiter, paid for by the Army Reserve.
Richards has the puck. Providence end, passes over to Schopak. He winds up, he shoots. Terreri kicks it, another shot, hit the post by Chorsky. He was robbed. It should have been 2-0. Terreri got help from the post.
No question about that, Steve. As you said, he was robbed. He jumped on a loose rebound, pulled his backhand, thought he had the short side right on the ice, and it hit the crazy post, went right across the goal line, ended up in the opposite corner. Give Chorsky some high marks for just a very intelligent play, very aggressive play. He should have been on the scoreboard. This unit of the Minnesota power play looks a little snappier than the first. First, we're just trying to hold the puck a little bit, trying to be a little too idealistic and throwing the puck down. These people are making the puck move and making Providence go side to side, up and bottom, and I don't think Providence is going to be able to handle that.
Chorsky and Chapman on the wings, Millen at center now. We're in the Providence end. 5 seconds left in the penalty to Providence. They come over the puck and they bounce it into the Minnesota end. That was Florio doing the good work for the Friars. Minnesota with a puck now. Providence at full strength. 1-0 Gophers. Chorsky with a puck on end. Slides his pass out to center ice where it's picked up by Wally Chapman. He gives to Millen. Millen is dragged down. No penalty. Brill put the big check on him. The fans wanted a penalty. They don't get it. Richard skates the puck down for Minnesota behind his own net. He's being bothered by Luke Vitale, so he gives it up. And skating to the corner with a puck now is Bianchi. He's quick. Throws it out to the right point, but the puck is now given to number 15. A quick shot knocked out by Blue off the stick of Nelson. Minnesota comes away with a puck now. Richards, long lead pass to Millen. Millen can't handle it. Millen loses his helmet. Mike Brill feels the puck behind his own net, and a good check put on him by Corey Millen. Millen's not a big fella, but he's not afraid to use his body. Puck is at mid-ice now. Neither team controlling. Some big hitting going on down here. Coming away with it is Snuggerud from Stillwater. Over the blue line. Winds up. Fakes the shot. But Minnesota came in offside. And let's see what's going on now. We got a fight right down below our CCO microphone. Lance Nelson is tussling with a Minnesota lad who happens to be David Espy. So they're both going to go to the coolers now. They'll go to the dressing room is what they'll do probably. I think now they'll go to the coolers. We've got 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in this first period. They're both going hurt.
Yeah, they are. I think it's just going to be a two-minute roughing penalty between Lance Nelson, junior out of Duluth, Minnesota, and Steve Espy, a freshman out of White Bear Lake. You know, there's the seven Minnesota boys here at Providence. There's going to be some of those old throwbacks, the high school rivalry and a little animosity that's just normal. It's nothing really premeditated. It just happens after years of competing against one another. You saw earlier in the shift when Bianchi took a little run at Millen. Millen lost his hat, really came back at Bianchi. Bianchi either didn't want any part of Millen or he thought Millen was going to get a penalty, but he got out of there. But this is just, I look for this in the first period, then I think it'll just subside.
Each team skating one man short now. Minnesota has the puck in their own end. Kellen with it. Gives it to Snuggerud. Snuggerud's at the red line. Back to Kellen. Kellen comes in over the Providence blue line. Is knocked off the puck, though, by Whittem. And Whittem retreats behind his own net, the Providence net. And now Providence comes out slowly. Now they bang it against the wall. And it's picked off by Minnesota by Dornfeld. Dornfeld gets it back now to Captain Kellen. Back to Dornfeld. We're at the Minnesota blue line. Looking for the puck is Broughton. Broughton coming in over the line. Kicks it down on the corner. Whittem is fueling the puck. He's been playing a big role tonight for Providence. Cruikshank's with it now, and he can really skate. But now they retreat once again as Minnesota puts on four pressure. And Whittem is knocked down on a good check by Dornfeld. Coming away with the puck now is Snuggerud. Long lead pass. It was meant for Paul Broughton. He couldn't handle it. Goes in behind the net. And Broughton puts a big check on Brill, but coming out with it now is Cruikshank. Center ice. Cruikshank dribbles. He leaves it there for Boudreau, but they came in offside. We have two men in the penalty box right now, one for Minnesota, one for Providence. And Minnesota leads this hockey game 1-0 on a goal by Wally Chapman on a rebound off the stick of Micheletti. Micheletti on a breakaway, shot first. Tavares made the save, but Chapman was there to knock in the rebound. 1-0 Minnesota as we're coming to the end of this first period. Sullivan has the puck now, loses it to Richards of Minnesota, who gives to Gary Chopak. Back to Richards. Richards back to Chopak. All of this in the Minnesota end. Now Minnesota trying to break out. With the puck is McSwain. McSwain gives on the right to Chopak. Chopak throws it into the Providence end. Skating for the puck is Mike Brill by his own net. Brill pirouettes. Bounces it out into center ice. Chasing the puck now is Tim Sullivan. But Blue has it. Bounces it against the wall. And it's picked up by Richards. Long shot there. Gloved by Blue. He can't handle a rebound, though. Skating for it is Florio. He has it taken away by Micheletti. Slides it in behind a net for Richards. We're in the Minnesota end now with 47 seconds left. Skating with a puck is Minnesota. Right down the middle is McSwain. McSwain now looking for somebody to pass to. Quick shot by Micheletti. Turned aside by Terreri. Another shot hits the side of the net by Chopak. Chopak has it right circle. Bounces it out to Kellen. Left point. Long shot. Terreri. Stave. Terreri puts the pads on it. Micheletti, or rather McSwain, tried to get to the puck, but Terreri was too quick for him. It was a good shot from the left point by Kellen. Looked like it had goal ticketed all over it. But Terreri's an excellent goaltender. I can see that he's living up to his notices tonight, Herb.
There's no question about it. Steve McSwain, I tell you, he went about 180 feet there. Did he come around that net and just turn on the jets? This young man is really coming into his own, a junior out of Anchorage or Alaska. He just blew by everybody, including his own people, and he almost had that rebound. There's a little bad blood out here, Steve. It's kind of a chippy game, and you can see the thing just sort of simmering. And maybe the referee has spotted that early. Maybe some verbalizing going down there. That's why he's throwing these people in the box. That's why he maybe wants to grab control of it, you know, early, Steve.
Providence has the puck in their own end. They're attempting to come out now in the final seconds of this first period. And Minnesota is putting on pressure. And Providence is content now to skate out slowly. And they bounce the puck out to center ice. Where Minnesota has it now. Orkelin shoots back into the Providence end. We just have 10 seconds left now in the first period. And it looks like we won't get any more action here if Providence has anything to say about it. Puck is right out in the side of the Providence net. They blow the whistle. And that's the end of the first period.
Well, Steve, they got a penalty. It was a sort of a delayed penalty on Sean Whitman, the sophomore out of Verdun, Quebec. Steve Cate just came out off a good aggressive forecheck, and all of a sudden Whitman sort of leaped into the guy forechecking him and grabbed him around the head and held down. I think he just got the penalty right at the buzzer for 2 minutes for holding.
Well, Cates and Whittem were getting feisty with each other just on the draw, and the referee threw them out, said, "You guys will not take the draw." They started shoving and hitting at each other. Cates is an excellent player who is respected by his teammates as a guy that hustles all the time. There was a big story in the paper this morning in the Minneapolis Tribune on Cates and how out of high school he didn't know what he was going to do with himself. He didn't study in high school. You know, he's a 22-year-old sophomore, and he's had to really do a lot of studying, get his grades up, and now he's an integral part of this Gopher team. Well, the Minnesota Gophers lead 1-0 over Providence on a goal by Wally Chapman. And that goal came at 9:17 of the first period, the assist to Micheletti. And so we are going to leave you now in the capable hands of diminutive but dynamic Jimmy Rogers for the next 9 minutes. This is Cannon at Mariucci Arena. Minnesota 1, Providence nothing after one period. Jimmy?